Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, what new law enforcement program is coming to Woodstock? Where locally did a tragic car accident take place? Which Cherokee native received a national honor? We've got these stories, plus Wi-Fi and ball ground just got a boost. It's all coming up right after this.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Marcel Pertut. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. In a close vote, the Woodstock City Council moved to approve bringing the Red Speed Automated School Zone Enforcement Program to the city at its most recent meeting. Woodstock Police Chief Calvin Moss reiterated that the program entailed including monitoring school zones within the city limits, the ticket speeding vehicles, and a license plate reader that can help law enforcement identify cars that may be sought in relation to criminal activity. The program is run at no cost to the city as long as Woodstock operates within the contract for the program. It also clarified that speeding cameras would operate solely from 1 hour before school lights started flashing to 1 hour after they stopped, and only on days when school is in session. For more details, visit Donald Campbell's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. An unfortunate story out of Ball Ground Monday afternoon as two people were killed in a traffic crash involving a concrete truck and a small pickup. The crash occurred between Blackwell Street and Cliff Holcomb Drive. Equipment from two wrecker services was needed to assist in extracting the victims from the wreckage and to stabilize the concrete truck. Ball Ground Police assisted the State Patrol in taking measurements for the investigation, as well as identifying the victims and notifying their families. Cherokee County native Dr. Jerry Dobson has been chosen to be the newest recipient of a prestigious academic honor. Dobson, Professor Emeritus of Geography at the University of Kansas and a former Jefferson Science Fellow with the National Academies and U.S. Department of State, was selected to receive the 55th Carlin Geographical Medal on November 19th. Dobson is also currently on the Board of Trustees of Reinhardt University. For more on Dobson's extraordinary honor, visit Tribune Ledger News. And still to come, major proposals hit the Cherokee County's Board of Commissioners and Wi-Fi gets a boost in Ball Ground. Coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. internet capabilities throughout parts of Ball Ground could soon be seeing additional improvements, as a local provider is looking at installing more fiber optic lines in the area. At the most recent Ball Ground City Council meeting, City Manager Eric Wilmarth explained that LSJ Telephone Company has recently finished installing new fiber optic lines at City Hall, providing the facility with better internet and communications. In addition to improving the connections at City Hall, the company is looking at ways it can bring fiber optics to more residents throughout the city. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners approved a pair of motions at its most recent meeting, calling for a pair of public hearings to be held on December 15th. The first one is for an amendment to Article 11, which is the sign and outdoor advertising section of the zoning ordinance to include some language about relocation and reconstruction of permitted outdoor signs. The second proposed public hearing will deal with the changes to county zoning law involving outdoor self-storage units.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all of the latest hyper-local updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section, or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. You might even share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Marcel Perdue, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.